Crazy.
Oh, that's easy. Lazy.
Pop, ever since you sent away for this songwriting course, all you've been doing is sitting around here writing songs. Would you come help me unload the truck?
Nah, son. I'm busy writing another love song.
Hey, Pop, why don't you face it? Your songs are stupid.
They're not stupid. I write about real emotion, things everyone knows and feels.
I left my heart in El Segundo.
Catchy, huh?
No, it's terrible.
Well, how about this one? It's a sensitive love song about a guy whose marriage is about to fall apart, but he's tried everything, but nothing seemed to work.
What's it called?
Get out of here and take your mother with you. See, here's the way to start. You take the pans, and I'll take the pots. You take the mobile home, and I'll stay right here and watch. Oh, baby.
Are you finished?
Are you kidding? I got 100 of them just like this. Here's my favorite right here. I call it Ode to Donna. Here we start.
Would you stop?
Oh, Donna, baby, I'll have your money back to you by Tuesday. You get that? Oh, to Donna.
I got it.
Yeah. See?
I got it. Pop, when are you going to give all of this up, huh?
Give it up? Never. I'll never get it. Years from now, people will be humming my songs all across America. And you know why?
Yeah. It's the only way they can avoid the words.
You big dummy, I happen to be a promising songwriter.
Says who?
Says Professor Hide and Seek. There he is. Professor Hide and Seek, famous songwriter school. See there? Dear Mr. Sanford, we loved your last original composition, Life is Just a Bowl of Warm Menudo. And continued success, etc., etc. Encloses your next lesson, etc.
Let me have a look.
Yours truly, etc.
Let me have a look. Please enclose $10 with your next lesson. This is just as I thought. Pop, this is a ripoff, man. If you give somebody some money, they'll say anything you want them to.
Really? Well, let me give you $10 and say goodbye.
All right. If you insist on being rude to me, I'll just forget about the present that I got for you.
I'm sorry, son. What present?
What Sunday, Pop?
Let's see, there's a Gork Film Festival, and then there's that cheap game show, Bowling for Food Stamps. Am I getting warm?
No. Sunday is Father's Day.
I thought you forgot.
No, I didn't forget. And I got you something extra special, Pop. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Now hold on to something. Saturday night, I'm taking you to see B.B. King.
What, B.B. King? That B.B. King live at the Lucifer Club, live?
You got it.
Oh, son, I don't know what to say. He's my favorite. I've been reading all week about him in the paper. The best seats go for $50 a piece. $100 for Father's Day.
Well, I didn't exactly get you the $50 seats.
Oh, that's all right. I mean, it's the thought that counts. I can handle the $40 seats.
Can you deal with the $10 ones?
$10 seat? They must be hot.
Why you say that?
Because they're probably in the kitchen. Hey, look here. Man, look at her there. You take your hat off.
Come on, Pops.
Hey, man, what you doing with them? You must hate already. Hey there, buddy. I got a gold tooth. Hey, son, what's them tiny thing crawling over there on the stage?
The band? Hey, Pop, don't relax and sit down, man. These tables aren't that bad.
I guess you're right. We can see pretty good. I can't see nothing.
Just relax. I'll handle this, okay? excuse me. Would you mind removing your hat?
There ain't no hat. That's a fruit stand.
And it's staying right where it is.
How would you like to get your crop dusted?
Hey, you looking for some trouble?
Ask him, son.
What is the problem?
My father can't see.
Oh, I'm sorry, but as you can see, all our tables are full.
What about that empty table up there in the front?
Those are for special guests of Mr. King's.
That's us. B.B. King and I go back to St. Louis 1930s.
I'll tell him you said hello.
No, wait a minute. Now, what if Isaac Hayes was coming here? Would you give him that table?
Of course.
Well, I just talked to Isaac, and he's not coming, so give that to us.
That's impossible.
Would $5 get us there?
That's possible. How about 10?
You got it.
Right this way.
I hope you get fruit flies. You roll your eyes at me. Get out of the way, man. You keep going on. I ain't starting no trouble in here. I just want to give you a good seat.
They got a show.
Hey,
course.
Baby.
She's pretty. Excuse me, this is only 5. Where's the other 5?
Here's the other 5.
Yeah. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Club Lucifer is proud to present the King of the Blues, Mr. B.B. King. Shack. I gave you 7 children, and now you want to give
Mr. King's never gonna buy any of your songs. Why don't we just forget about it and go on home?
Are you crazy? This is a chance of a lifetime.
There he is!
Okay.
Oh, no! There he is, son. I knew my heart could never stand being my idol. You're my favorite. Oh, I never been so close to nobody before.
What's the matter?
When I saw you, my heart went pitty-pat.
That's terrible.
Well, if you don't like that one, how about Life is Just a Bowl of Warm Menudo? I got 100 of songs right here.
Hey, what's going on here?
I forgive my father, but see, he's trying to break into show business as a songwriter.
Yeah, you see, just like you did when you used to play at the Kit Kat Club in St. Louis. I'm probably your biggest fan, Mr. King.
Come on, BB, we can't be late for that dinner appointment with your manager.
Man, you know, I get sick of the road. For once, I'd just like to spend an evening with some down-home folks.
Well, get out, Lamont.
What?
Listen, Mr. King, how about you having dinner at our house tomorrow? And I can take you away from all these meats for one night anyway. And we can talk about St. Louis in the good old days. Who knows? Maybe we knew some of the same people.
Yeah, my pop's a great cook.
It sounds terrific.
Yeah, I know it sounds that's a crazy idea, but think about it.
He said yes.
What a thrill. Mr. King, my name is Sanford, and Fred Sanford. This is my son, Lamont.
How you do?
You know, if you remember the good old days, then, Fred, maybe you'd get a kick out of my book.
I sure would.
There you are.
Why I Sing the Blues by B.B. King. I can't wait to read it.
Yeah, here's our address.
Thank you. 7 o'clock all right?
Perfect. Mr. King, do you think that when you come over to the house tomorrow that you might be able to listen to some of my songs?
Are they any good?
Good. My name is Fred G. Sanford, and the G is for Grammy.
Come on, Mr. Grammy. 7 o'clock now. We'll be waiting for you.
Okay.
You coming over tomorrow?
Yes. Good.
Hey, Pop. I'm sorry.
You made me lose my place, and I was just getting to the heart of the mystery, too.
Mystery, Pop? This is B.B. King's autobiography. This is not a detective story. What mystery are you talking about?
The mystery of B.B.'s B.B.'s.
Well, after seeing B.B.'s show last night, I say it stands for Big B.
How about Beer Belly?
Hey, Pop, dig yourself. And besides, shouldn't you start dinner? They'll be here in about an hour.
I will, son, as soon as I finish this last chapter, which tells why B.B. really sings the blues.
Okay, I'll be in the kitchen getting everything else ready.
Okay. Hey, Lamont, come here quick.
Huh?
Listen to this. I started singing the blues the day my true love left me for another man.
So?
There's more. She was a shoemaker's daughter in St. Louis, and when she left me, she broke my heart.
Hey, wait a minute. Grandpa was a shoemaker in St. Louis. What a coincidence.
Well, how is this for a coincidence? At the time, I was a down-and-out singer named Riley King. So I can't blame her for running off with a man who wanted to start his own business in California. Does that sound familiar?
Hey, wait a minute, Pop. You don't think he's talking about Mom?
Well, listen to this. If I ever find a man who took my beloved E.W. away from me, I promise to get even.
E.W., Elizabeth Winfield. Pop, that was Mom's maiden name before she married you.
I've come a long way from St. Louis, but not far enough. B.B. King is gonna kill me. I'm coming to join the E.W. I'll be the one with the electric guitar shoved up my nose.
Got enough food here to feed an army.
Well, that's the whole idea. See, the more he eats, the less we'll talk. And the less we talk, the less he'll find out about Elizabeth, and the more chance I'll have of living through the night.
Hey, Pop, I still think you're overreacting to this.
You're right, son. I'm gonna calm down. That's him! I know it's not! He's here to get me!
Would you stop it? I'll get the door.
Just relax.
Don't shoot!
Pop, that's just his guitar.
That's right. He takes us both everywhere he goes.
Good old Lucille.
Pleased to meet you, Lucille.
I'm not Lucille. I'm Edmund. The guitar's Lucille.
Fred, you should remember that from my book.
What book?
My book.
You did read it, didn't you?
He couldn't put it down.
Yeah, sit down now. Have a leg.
Maybe later. Let's talk about St. Louis.
No, in a little while. Have a wing.
No thanks. Did you really like the book?
I loved it. Have a chair.
Were you really surprised when you found out why I sing the blues?
Have a heart.
Well, maybe I will have a little piece of cheese then, I think.
You really think you should, B.B.? You know how that cheese disagrees with you and leaves you upset.
Upset?
Now, what did you do that for?
The last thing I want to do is get B.B. upset. I'll get it.
Hey, hi, Fred. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you had company. I'll come back later.
No, don't go, Bubba. That man wants to kill me.
Which one?
That one.
Oh, don't worry, Fred. You can count on me to protect you. Who is he anyway?
B.B. King.
B.B. King? Oh, Mr. King! I'm one of your biggest fans. Can I have your autograph?
Hey, Bubba, Mr. King is here because he wanted a night away from autograph hounds and fans.
Bubba no fan. He's just a lot of hot air.
That's all right. I'll be glad to sign an autograph for you.
My name is Bubba Bexley. But you can call me B.B. B.B. You get it?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, how long have you and Fred been friends?
Well, actually, we just met the other night.
Yeah? Well, Fred and I have been friends for years. Ever since he came out here from St. Louis with Elizabeth.
Was that your wife, Fred?
No. Bubba got it all wrong. See, I came out here from Elizabeth, New Jersey, with a very saintly man named Lewis.
Hey, wait a minute. You married a woman from St. Louis named Elizabeth? What was her maiden name?
Lipschitz.
Lipschitz?
Lipschitz?
Lipschitz.
Did you know her?
Wait a minute. It wasn't Lipschitz. It was Winfield. Yeah, Elizabeth Winfield.
Did I get it, Fred?
No, not yet, but you hang in there.
You married Elizabeth Winfield?
I couldn't help it. It was destiny. She took one look at my scrap heap and fell madly in love.
You two have a lot to talk about.
Would you like to hear my songs now? I'll get it. No, just what I needed now. A wino and a rhino.
Watch it, sucker.
You know, we really don't have to take this. Now, let's go, Esther.
Esther? Riley? Esther Winfield. Riley King.
Hey, somebody, God, you all just stand there while BB's being attacked by Jaws.
You look terrific.
And you're just as beautiful as ever.
The poor man's going blind.
Hey, Pop, don't you understand? E.W., Esther Winfield. Aunt Esther is the woman that B.B.'s been looking for. What?
Then Woody is the guy that stole her away from B.B.
What's going on here?
Woody, that man is B.B. King. Esther left him to marry you.
I stole Esther from B.B. King? Now, what does that tell you, huh?
Don't act crazy. It's only petty larceny. Woody, you got to get out of here. Because B.B. said in his book that he's going to get even with the guy who stole her away from him. So you better leave unless you're willing to stand up and fight for her.
Well, I'll see you later.
Please. So you're the guy who stole Esther away from me.
You want her back?
What's your name?
Woodrow Anderson.
Should I give it to him now, BB?
Give it to him. I have waited a long time for this moment. Yeah, give it to him.
Oh, hit the deck!
Pay to the order of Woodrow Anderson.
Pay. Here you go, Mr. Anderson. And I think you're one lucky guy.
Thank you.
Hey, this is a check for $1,000.
Wait a minute, I don't understand.
Pop, I think Mr. King just evened the score.
That's right. If it hadn't been for Woodrow, BB never would have left St. Louis.
You know, I think I would have been very happy with Esther, but I think I'm much more happier since I started singing the blues with Lucille. You know, and I want to thank you too, Fred.
You can make mine out to cash.
But that's not what I had in mind.
Well, what'd you have in mind?
Well, I thought maybe I could buy one of your songs and record it.
Well, you never heard one of my songs.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. Well, my songs stink.
Well, there must be something I can do.
There is. It'd be an honor if we could sing one of your songs.
All right. How about right now? Let's go over to the club, Lucifer and Jim.
All right.
And then maybe we can dedicate a number to Esther.
Okay. How about Mule Train?
Tell her dawn, and when she comes in line, I just take her in my arms and cross her.
Out in the back.